holding by the signal of being miyachid a kli. We have a mission about kuchav hay that brings down a case of a delas, a gourd that you hauled out and you want to fill up with water. And to weigh down this bucket over here, you put it back there. So Mishnah says if when you fill up with the water and the rack does not fall out, then the rack is a kli. However, if the rack falls out, and the rack is muksa, like every evan, muksa machmas gufay. So you see basically a side over here that an evan is example muksa machmas gufay. I can make it a kli. The sugya be miyachar kli. Now the starting point is, when do you do this? The Mishnah says you have to do it before Shabbos. Why can't you miyachar a kli on Shabbos? I have a rack. I want to make it a kli. I'm miyachar to put onto this bucket over here. So you say that we shouldn't play skin. One Mishmon simulation test speaks out clearly on this sugya. He says that we have a halacha migid is katzoy ben hashmoshes is katzoy lekul yomai. And we'll get back to later on this month to go to the klum what exactly it means. But a simple concept that everyone knows: something enters Shabbos, it's muksa. The muksa, even though you were trying to get rid of it by miyachin it into a kli, once the muksa ben hashmoshes, that's so for the whole entire Shabbos. Therefore, the only way to make this rak being ois, rak ois being muksa, you have to make it into a kli erev Shabbos. Now, if that's so, we learn this to go shiver kalim. Shiver kalim, what happens? It breaks on erev Shabbos at its parameters. But it breaks on Shabbos and has no use, it's muksa. Could a person be miyachid a kli that broke on Shabbos that has no use? Because you have no migdash katzai? That means you enter Shabbos, this vase was a wonderful vase. Come Shabbos, it breaks into a thousand pieces and the dark is thrown in the garbage. I'm going to make this last piece of broken to a thousand pieces. I'm using the bottle cap. I'm yachid it. Can I yachid something on Shabbos? So behind all the mice asked the question, why not? But Sarachin. Mice of the Paiskim do not seem to understand there's any way of miyachid a kli on Shabbos. We'll get to maybe the case of Adju and later on, the case of the Shmushay Mishmush that the kids seem to play with. The Rav Nemetzal and the Mishnah Berurah discusses why in simulation tests. You want to tell that making kli is ke'in the sugya makar patrish, the second mono. Therefore, he said, Agam is not a din derais over here, because only Apim Achshavo. L'chor Chazal did not let you create something on Shabbos, because the din derabono of being the second mono. You can't make a kli on Shabbos. So, maybe we see the Paiskim say, before Shabbos, as being this katsoi, on Shabbos, because the sugya of the second mono will not make a difference.
So, the
goy was the yachid and the yimetzah. Oh, so the Shabbos goy works. For Shabbos, we'll be a Sifim Zayin is mistopping this question. Shalom Zalman said mice does not work because he has no credit to. It's a good question. Now, what's your arm yachid a kli? You took this rack and made it into a kli. What is the locha of this oven over here? Is it mamash a kli shemach letter fully? Or no, maybe it's only what miyachid it for is it motor and not more than that. So, that's him. Now, Sugi, you'll see the different things you can miyachid. Can miyachid a kli that's dark to miyachid? Or we say chof. Never a kli that's not the dark to miyachid. And we'll have to come up with a Sugi of yichal o'ilam. What the idea of making a mice? So if first if you have a kli that's a derech to miyachid, a sugin sirchof, come on the grass and the ben nishayim, right by kli, it's a derech, avad it's a kli, kli shmach letter. And that's when we saw that in the sugya machat, in the sifri dalach, for the case of a needle. Over there it says, if a person takes away the chuda or the chor, and therefore right now it's shiva kalim, the loch is, it's moksa. You throw it in the garbage. It says the mishibur, but less that you miyachid it, and you decide to use it to take out the kleids. Says the Mishabu, it's a kli gomer kli shemach leheter. That means something is a derech to miyachid. The loch is, it's a kli gomer for shem Mishabu. Now there is a question in the loch of machat, that's the middle case. The last case over there is when it's chadosha, when it's a brand new thing that you're making over here. And you have the sharp area, you do not have the hole yet. Coming the machaber and says, it's mutter, it's kli shemach that's not ulcer. It's not a muksa machmas gufay. It's mutter. Now, why is it mutter for? The mice is not made yet. It's on the assembly line. It says in Mishnah Berurah, according to the words of the Gemara, Zinan nim lachalau, you're going to change your mind to go use it. So this is change your mind to go use it as a getter of a kli. If we discuss by toilet paper before you rip it, or dental floss, or plastic tablecloths, these things you might change your mind to use it right now, and the matzav it is right now, if it's a getter of a kli. If that's so, what's a lacha on Sif Chos, Chabalav, Nidbakshala, Avenim, Lacher Shal Dekal, these palm branches over here, you might change your mind. And then very clear, the loch is, until you have the klal of being yachidet, with the maisa, with machshava, with the yeshiva, it's not a kli. Why? By machad, we say you might change your mind to make it a kli as you get of a kli. So why by these stones over here, by these palm branches, we know it's a derech to miyachidet by the case of the palm branches. Maisa is not enough. course, if you don't have the steer to the halacha of sif to chafei, all the cases over here. The Chuli will answer it simply. Is that in the case of Sifrit Aleph, you're making the needle over here, it's on the assembly line, it's a process of being made. Question is, when you're stopping? You stop, you make the hole on top? Or you can stop right now when you still have the pointy area without making the hole on top? You're already stopping Isik with it to make it dirt clean. Zimnun nimlachlau, that mice is enough. Mashenk in the case over here, they have these palm branches, it's not being made to be clean, you're made to be burnt over here. Mice is, it is a dark also to make into a mat. So here, the Zimnun nimlach, you didn't come to making a clean stop in the process. There's never going to be a kli. So there's never going to be a kli. Therefore, you need a miyachid. A miyachid, maisa, machshav, yeshiva. You need something going on over here. But maisa then only answers, I think, chav, chav alo, chav beis, chav gimel. So what has is chav dal and chav hei. Chav dal is a case of you have pishtin that you either combed or you have this tzemer over here that you spun. And the question over here is how to make it into a case of a kli. So again, you need to call them again to miyachid kli. Chutz in the process of making a beged, and you want to do with an atmona. The loch and sif chafei, you have iris over here. Depends on the type of iris, the wet or the dry, but you skinned it. It's a process to make shoes that you don't want to use as a mat. So why in the world do we need the klum of yichel kli to say zimnun nimlachalel? I don't know. I don't know. What's the difference in the case of zimnun nimlachalel, the case of a machat, versus sif chavdal chafei? But nice we have you said over here, we see by the case of machat. What? No, you skinned it. Use it. Or again, either case, you have this cotton and you spun it, right? You, what are you spinning cotton for? You're combing it. Why are you combing it for? Especially in the summer. To make something. No one just combs and spins for no reason. Obviously, you might say, it took off the skin to eat the meat. That I might hear. Might. Even that, I'm not sure. But seven piston? It's only on the way.
Similar things. The two types of needles. Yeah,
they're
totally two different.
The sword is
in the
machalau. Yeah. Change my mind. Not sure.
Like
you want to tell because the end process is related to making. Can you take it out? But that's not what it is then. I have to think. It has to be a chiluk. Question is what the chiluk is. Well, the mice we do see again in the milk case. We have a case of a machat that when a person again, it's not a kli right now. You can throw in the garbage. It says miachid is a kli gomer because it's dark. That's very simple. That's one new thing. Now, let's say a kli that's not dark to miachid and you miachid la'ilam nidbuk shalavenim the miachid la'ilam. The mice is nichla getter of what? Is it only mutter for what you're miyachida for or for something else? So the mice said there's a shalom among the chayinu pringon miskasi, it's a tzarachin. Maybe it's only mutter what you're miyachida for. The mice said the chayinu law says, and also the chayinu beforehand, says a circle, sorry, for right now miyachida loyalam as a getter of a kli. What type of kli shalak later? There's a third sig over here, when it's not there to miyachid, and you're miyachid only for the case of Shabbos through a mice. You chip it, you paint it. So over here, you did it only for Shabbos. That's get a kli shemach leheter. The sugya they're coming from is this idea in the sugya in Beyo, the person when he has offer, he wants to cover the shechit that he does on dam. The loch is, the Gemara says, you're allowed to cover the dam, but you cannot use the offer to cover tsoya. That means it has a use on yontif, and you cannot cover tsoya. What it's made for, you can use. What it's not made for, you cannot use. Building upon this, the shaloh, now I have a kli that I'm miyachet for Shabbos. Maybe I can only use it as miyachet for, not for other things. So machloek is chayodim versus the grass. Chayodim says at the end of the mice it's a kli over here. It's kli shemak leheter. Grass says only what you miyachet for you can use. Kingsia, the grass says sim tovkof beis. If you have a bekas, the sugya by us, we have a chip of wood on yontif that's mutter. What's it mutter for? Says the grass only for its use, not for other things. Not for other things. I have a chalik. Why is the chayodim disagreeing? The minchasham is called zelay, because maybe the case of the kas and offer, they're not be'etzem something that you create over here. As the words of the Aruch Shabbos has no Torah kli klal, but something be'etzem is a Torah kli. You're choosing what to go do with it. Maybe nichol get of kli. There's a shikol das question among the gedolei achrenim. What happens? Something miyachid only for Shabbos through an act of a maisel? Is it nichol get of kli shemach leheter? Only what you miyachid for? But the mice, we came out 2 points right now, and again, the sugya yichud. Number one, why do you need yichud for? It's the sugya midi iskatsoi. It's the sugya misakamono. And number two, once your army yachid it, what get does it have? Usually, as a get a klishim malak leheter, unless you yachid only for Shabbos, the mice are yesh lotim. Now, I'm not going to go through these cases. Making we have two sugyas. We have sugya daf nun and sugya daf kuf chafei mebeis. So we have to go through the sugyas. So go to the order of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Tzivchof starts with the idea of the Gemara Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Over there, it discusses the case of a cherei shel dekel, these palm branches that you guard them la'itzim, you took off the tamarim. That is not really a Sugya Yichud. Think of the Sugya Yichud Kehanan. So you have these palm branches over here that a person is takes off these tamarim over here. That derech is a tzmid for the case of sreifa, to go burn it. You have these little these sticks over here. How the person changes his mind to make it for a case of yeshiva. The Gemara brings down the afnun, three different tanoim, what they hold, the three different amaroim, what they hold. What comes out in maskono, Rab holds like the tanikamo. The Gemara says, who's the tanikamo of Chnina ben Akiva? That he holds a case over here to matter these palm branches, you have to do an act of kosher. You have to do a maisa to make it into a mat over here. The second shita, Shmuel, he goes like Shim Gamliel, that maisa machshav is enough. Third shita, Rab Asi, question, where is he coming from? The Gemara said, he comes from the suga of a brisa, but in the case of a tzemer of a piston, you want to use as a bandage over here, and if you put oils on top of it, and since you went out one time during the week, the fact that you use it one time, that maisa is enough. Therefore, Rab Asi said, in the gear to these using the palm branches, you did yeshiva once during the week, yeshiva alma, that lemais is enough. Boyd says of Ashi, another suga of kasha gabamito, first use it once during the week, be it a case of a kair or kaskeses, a case being a pillow or a blanket over here, yeshiva alma lemais, that's enough. Shemachlik's over here, I'm roim, which one of the tanoim do you pass like? Do you pass like yeshiva gamliel, pass like the tanakamu of chanino, or you pass like this bryce over here? Now, what is the story of the Machlekes? So, Betzim the Shavuos of Kodem Pei Zayin, he brings down the Mogavram, Api the Beis Yosef, the Makam Mishnah. Who are the story is very simple, what the Machlekes is. Again, we have this Cherish or Dekel, this palm branches over here, that's ready for two things. It's ready for Sreifa and ready for the Yeshiva. The Derek is that a person who wants to usually use it for Sreifa, but also the Derek is for the case of Yeshiva. So you want to change what you're using it for. So we have a Klaus in the Makam Mishnah, Machshava, Beikim Machshava. Very similar cloud we see at different times in Shas. The Machshava was for Sreifa. Nimlach, your Machshava Yeshiva is Eikah Sreifa. So why does Rav disagree and says you need more than that? Why need a case of kosher? He said, Lachur, there's a Reyes over here. Usually when you have palm branches, what do you go do with it? You tie them together and make a mat. You just don't have these sticks over here, you sit upon it. So why do you tie it together to make a mat? Well, you have a Reyes, so you should have done something to make it into a clean. Alma, you don't want to Eikah and want to sit upon it. The main thing is still for Sreifa. But Raya, if there is no Reyesa, the Gemara goes on further and says, let's say a case of a bias of an oval, a bias Mishnah, that a person Tirchani has no time. Even Rav agrees that Machshava L'maisa works. That means the Gemara says, Rav agrees Machshava works when I have no time. Is it Tirch over here? Or it says another example the Gemara speaks at, by offer. There's no way you could do a Maisa. Also Rav agrees. That means he's certain machshava, ikim machshava, Rav really agrees to, except sometimes you have a reis over here. Why do you make it to a mat? When there is no reis, because I'm busy, I have no time, based Mishnah, based oval, or a case of offer is not possible, he agrees to the concept. So that means he's certain according to Rav, he agrees that machshava is ikim machshava. Shmuel Gal Gibshim Yom Yil, it's a machshava, ikim machshava. The way of Asi says, he says, sitting is enough. The way Rashi explains why sitting is enough, his words are, Gilei daita yeshiva kaimoi. That means they're pointing out what is Rashi really saying. Saying this idea of sitting upon it is a machshava koldu, is definitely get a machshava. The gilei daita is enough to make it for yeshiva. It's another way of being megala, a machshava for yeshiva. That means, come to the end of the day, all three sheets to hold machshava is enough. Just Maisa Rav holds, you have a race over here. Rav Asi is mechanish, even a machshava of a koldu. But the strange shabbat, the shabbat being nothing like a mishnah, machshava is oike machshava. Halacha had a paskin. So Tosis already on the page that no one brings down to do the Cheetah, so if you don't know Bayan Tam, that says you pass like Rav, you need an act of a Maiso. Tzadashini, the Rajma brings down of Haigurin, that says you pass like Yeshim Gamliel. And Tzadashlishi, come on Rabbeinu Shimshin and Tosis, he passed like Rav Asi, that even Yeshiva itself is enough. Now this Rabbeinu Shimshin, Maiso, where you shouldn't go like this, or goes this way. We have the big three, we have the Rambam, we have the Rosh, we have the Rif, another Rishonim. We have the Ramban, we have the Rashba, we have the Rifter, we have the Ran, the Ben Yonah, the Tor. They make a Paschal like of Asi that even Yeshiva is enough. Therefore, Lachlan Meister, come with the Mechaber into the Fav. It says the idea is that Yeshiva, a Gilim Losim Alma, the Meister, that's enough. The Mechaber, the price can go this way. Now, there are three levels here. In the case of Meister, there's Yeshiva and Machshava. What is the order of the three levels? That means I think everyone agrees Meister, making him at. That about everyone agrees, nothing to get at the highest level. That's a pool of everything is about the works. What's the next level? Is Yeshiva the next or Machshava next? So Beth and Meisei brings down a Ramban, a Chiddush over here, that he wants a taino that the act of yeshiva is different than machshava, that yeshiva, that machshava might be more mach than the case of yeshiva. That machshava is more chomer, and therefore yeshiva is better than the second level, machshava is the next level. Maisa Tosis does not go this way, and Bichlu Shein does not go this way. They point out Bekad, Loshon Mechaber, is Kolske Machshava. If you hold the situation of the Pasuk of Asi, by Yeshiva works, Sili Machshava. That means the Getter is over here, is first Maisa, then the second thing is Yeshiva, is Machshava, then Yeshiva. Therefore, that's again Bichlu, the Mechaber, the place that we hold like of Asi, that all three work. That means it comes at the end of the day, once you go like of Asi, Yeshiva works, Machshava works, Maisa works, all three works, that's Loshon Mechaber. Now, we say the idea of machshava works. What do you mean, what's your machshava to use it during the week, or only during the week? Is that enough, or you need to have machshava to use it on Shabbos? So, also, it's clear it's machlokes among the Rishonim, Loshon of the Rosh Natur, the fact machshava during the week that itself helps. That's how the Mechaber seems to go. At Tzad Hasheni, the Mishavua brings down El Rabba's Mefakvik. Mefakvik for two reasons. First idea says the El Rabba that machshava helps during the week, not on Shabbos, number one is machlokes Rishonim. Avoid, according to Amban, we just said before, and machshava mice does not work. Mice only shiva works, not machshava. So we have kein svek sveke to be machmer. Therefore, the Mishmur sounds like to be mitzvah like the Eli Rabbo, that machshava will only work in machshava also for Shabbos, and not so during the week. Mice, they point out, true, the Mishmur over here says that. Mice, the Mishmur on Siv Chav Dalet, when he brings down the halacha again, Siv Kod Chav Kuf Gimel, he brings down, it helps machshava be mechol. He saws him that way. So Yesh Lodin, I've seen different Svarim, the Malachim, asked this question. It sounds like a little bit mysterious, Mr. Bruo, but it sounds like if Iki is passing that Machshava Yimechol works, I got Michelle, this Eli Rabba out there. Now, the case of Sivchof, to make it practical, that means in certain cases the Chazal speak out. That's nichlin the category of this palm branch. That means we have a lochan simulation and test discussing having Gizei Tzemer, having wool, to use it for the case of Atmono. That's a direct Miyakarit. The case of, by us, by taking a yuak to break knots, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's a derech to use, and therefore a nichlan get a derech to miyachid. A case of taking a branch to use a fly swatter, a case of the chariot to sit upon it. Now, those are cases of Mizmana Chazal. To bring it down Mizmana Zeh, obviously, society changes, you have to know what the definition of derech is. I mean, I see certain svarim bring down what's said in Shulchan Aruch, very hard to understand what they did that for. The ghetto is what applies Mizmana Zeh. How to apply Mizmana Zeh, what's the derech to miyachid? So I'm getting involved with sand, the sandbox. They discuss the Garni Mishmash, which we'll get back to. Cases of taking a lack and keeping the door open. Maybe it's not the Gedder of Derech. Those are questions over here. What's the Gedder of Derech? Now, to apply it, what defines that? We really have to get to the next sugya. Siv Chof Aleph. That means we have another sugya by us, on Kuf Chof Hei Beis. By us, the Mishnah here says, the person who has an Evan Api Chavis, the loch is, what a person is supposed to go do is tilt on the side and make it fall. Kamal Gemara says, what is the kimto over here? What is the case of Shokach or Meniach? So Gemara brings up Machlokes of Amir and Avasi, both in the name of Yechon. Avami says, the halacha is only when the Shokach. But if it's Meniach, you put a rock on top of the chavis, you have Bayam instead of Sugya Bosses. Masha Enkin, Avasi says, the only case over here is Shokach. For character, it's Meniach, he made it into a Kli. That means you put an Evan on top of a Chavis, is it a Bayam instead of Sugya Bosses? Or you put an Evan on top of a Chavis, now you made the Kli, and that's the Yichel Kli. Says the Gemara, this Bachlik says, Ami and Avasi, the Lishitosai. The Maisa, that Rebbe, he went to Mokhm Echot, he saw this Nidbach Shalavainim, he saw they were building a house that left all the stones over here, what to go do with it. So they told Talmidim to go do a Machshavo, not do a Maisa. Rebbe said, no, to go do a case of a Maisa. Rebbe Echot said, you paskin, go do a Maisa. What's the Maisa? Bachlik says, Ami and Avasi. Avami says, Tzei Lamodom. And Avasi said, say, Shiv Shivam. That's a go do. Understands the Rishonim, what is we coming out? What's the Machlokes L'shitas over here? Avami said, say, L'modom. What does that mean, say, L'modom? Let him know and sees Machlokes, the Beis Yosef, the Rambam, or other Rishonim and Rashi. What does that mean? The way the Rambam understands, say, L'modom means a Maisa Gomer. If you don't do a Maisa Gomer, the Rak over here is an Evan Balmo. The way Rashi says over, say, L'modom means you shift over here. And you make stay in this place, and therefore you're not moving in, you can sit upon it on Shabbos. Otherwise, Bayam tell us to give mukso. But either way that comes out, we see the law according to Ami, you need a Maisa Gomer. Whether in Rashi or the Rambam, you need a Maisa Gomer. Therefore, when you put the rack atop the chavis, why is it bosses? Because there's no Maisa Gomer. Rav Ami is Lishitosai.
Ravasi. He says, go Meshavshe, go shape it, smooth it out a little bit. A Maisa Kolbenu. Maisa Kolbenu is enough to make it a Kli. Therefore, he understands, you put a rack on top of a Chavis, that's a Maisa Kolbenu, and you're going to get a Kli. That's first what the Sugyo here says. Now, once we have the Sugyo, come on the Magen Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, they analyze the Chavis, we have a couple of problems over here. Number one, we have a Rif. The Lochla Maisa brings down the Sugyo in the Afnun, the Sugyo of Chorish or Dekel, yet he does not bring down the Sugyo of Rami of Asi, but also Kuf Chavim Beis. Why do you leave it out for? That's one. Number two, Lechor comes out, there's a mysterious Ravasi. Ravasi says, and daf nun, the loch is machshava, yeshiva, maisa, everything else. Over here, what does it say? He said, the loch is kodil asi, shei b'shirshuf, need a maisa kol tohu. Lechor, you have a baya, a mysterious Ravasi. Do you need a maisa, or machshava, yeshiva, maisa, enough? How does Ravasi maisa pass? A mysterious Ravasi. So that's, if you look at places where also kodil chavim and veins in the top, he asks this question. And the R of Y to the Beis Yosef for not being done Tosis. Tosis first tarot says, you're right, one daf nun is not Rav Asi, it's Rav Ashi. And therefore, Kuf Chav Hei is Rav Asi, and daf nun is Rav Ashi. If you want the Hemshel, the Gemara goes on, Kashka Bemito, the Gemara does write Rav Ashi. The question would be, for one is Rav Ashi. A second R, that the fact that the Kesem Mishnah is bringing down the Magen Mishnah, look at the Magen Mishnah, when he quotes the Gemara, he quotes Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, three different times. I looked at the Frankel Lam and the Mafteach and the Shinik Yosoi, she did not change it, they left it as Rav Ashi. So I'm not sure why we had a cash of the Magen Mishnah, the years of Rav Ashi versus Rav Ashi, when the Magen Mishnah quotes the Gemara of Rav Ashi, which is Tosfos first Eretz. Fine, Paro. But the third problem here, as the Beis Yosef Magen Mishnah points out, is the Loch of the Ram Paskins. The Paskins in Perek Chof Hei, a Loch of Aleph, the Sugyo of Yeshiva Mahani, the Gemara Daf Nunum and Aleph, like Rav Ashi. Yep, I didn't look Shalavain, we passing like Rav Ami. The loch is that Seilam Modrum is a Maisa Gomer. So the Gemara says the go hand in hand. How in the world Nun is he passing the loch is like Rav Asi, the Yeshiva Mahani, but us could Chavei Umbeis, he need a Maisa Gomer, and Nidbuk Shalavain, Kasher. Building upon this, says the Magen Mishnah, and the Beis Yosef goes this way, that there's a chil between the two Sugyas, but Cherishal Dekel by his palm branches, it's also made to be a mat, it's Kaimo the Yeshiva. It's a derech. It's a normal thing. Ma'ash enke nidbuk shalavainim, these stones left over from the house, is not kind of yeshiva. It's not made to sit upon. Therefore, when's kindly yeshiva, the second afternoon, they're going to pass in what helps. Sai maisa, sai machshava, sai yeshiva, everything helps. It's a derech. You only need a little bit to make sure it's together with clean. Ma'ash enke nidbuk shalavainim is not the derech. Therefore, you need a maisa, sai lamotam. You have to go do something over here. Those are the way to answer. Therefore, halacha l'maisa. How do we pass with nigmar shalavena? Come to mechaber of sifchav halach, and he goes like a Rambam. And you say it's a different sugyo than halacha and sifchav. You can pass them that both of them, the halacha is you need a, the sugyo chav halach, need a maisa here. It's not enough yeshiva. We're going to pass it like a Rami. Asad Hasheni, come along the more, and the Dakar Moshe says, look at the Mordechai. So Mordechai equates the two sugyos. There's no, we can pass like one dafnuna and kuf chav hay the same way. There's no difference. Now, if you look up the Mordechai inside, it says, yes, the both sugyas are going to be passed in the same way, and we're going to be machmir both sugyas. They need a maisa. But the Dakar Moshe took it, it's the same sugya, and once you make on the afnun, we make also kuf chav hei, and therefore it's enough for the machshava. Then he took the idea of the Mordechai, but not the loch of the Mordechai. Yes, it's the same sugya, there's no differences, no chilik of whether it's a derech or not a derech. And now once you make on the afnun, we pass like a masi, we make on the machshava also. But look, the Maisa and Meshibu and Magavam Chayadim do not go like Ramo, they pass like the Mechaber. There are two separate sugyas over here. The sugya is something that's a derech, that's Bilach and Simchof, that's a palm branches, that the Loch is Machshav works. Mashenke, in the case of Nidbakshel Abenim, these stones over here, it's not the derech, therefore Machshav and Maisa will not work in the case of a Maisa. Take it a step further, the next sif over here, is a din of Yichud Lo'ilam. Now, first, how to apply it. Come on, the Mechaber, and he has different shitas. He himself has a stam, a yeshayim, a yeshayim. He starts with stam, the idea of yichlo oilam helps whether it's a derech or not the derech. There's no chilek. He's messiah with the Rashbo, that no, even if it's not the derech, it's in the case of a maiso. That means you read the Mechaber, the stam yeshayim, the stimus of the Mechaber is that it's enough of yichlo oilam, even if it's not the derech. And if there are more paskins that way in Simcha Beis, Yichlo Ilum is even not the derech that lemais is enough. Mishmur goes this way, Tzivkon Mem Hei, Tzivkon Tzadik Zayin, he passes this way, Aleph. Even on the Rashba, it says, the Maisi, you need a Maisi, you need an action over here. The second sheet of the Mechaber. Come along, the Mohavami points out.
You need a Maisi or
Yichud? They need a Maisi also. You need a Maisi. Come along, the Mohavami points out. But let's say, kin to a Maisi, a case of offer, Echlam, you won't need a Maisi. But actually, the Maisi comes out practically. Something that's not the Derech to Miyachid. We, at the end of the day, have two ways to make it Derech Kli. Number one, you have Yichud Oilam, we pass again. And number two, a Maisa Gomer, Tzeilam Adam. That means what comes out practically, something that's not Chozi, not the Dark to Miachid, Melachid, we have two ways to make it into Kli. Maisa Gomer, one of the cases of Yichud Lo'ilam. Now we're saying the idea of Yichud Lo'ilam, how to Miachid something, so coming to Shaitzin, discusses is enough, you need a Dafko, prepare, or is enough Machshavah. He brings down the Shaitzin, if you're going to want to be Machmer, he says, no, nearly Burr, that Machshavah the Maisa is enough. And really, before in the Chayodim, the Shabbos saying the same thing. The place can go this way, and as far as that Machshava is Oik Machshava, and therefore, Bar Machshava, when you miyach lo'ilam, in your mind, the Maisa is enough. Now, saying we have two attire, we have a heter of Yich lo'ilam, what's on the derech, and an act of Maisa. What defines Maisa? That means a person takes a rock and shapes it into a bottle cap. Oh, now it's a Kli. Signed in a Maisa, made into a bottle cap. That poshit, that's not the Chiddush over here. That's a Kli, that's a bottle cap. It means you do an act that's a Maisa that's not really creating anything over here. Say Lamodom. Therefore, the example that's from, say, based upon Makaris, that either person has, let's say, has a rock. He paints it, he chips it, he writes in the word Shabbos, he puts glue on it. Those are acts over here, showing them Yaka to use it for something. A person washes it, cleans it. These are acts over here to show that Gilin Das, I want to go use it into a Kli. I mean, once I do an act over here, like say Lamodom to show I'm doing something, that Lamaisa is enough. They point out in the Mishmur, that sounds like there's a third heter over here, when it's not the Derech. Mishmur is the Kohen Tzadik Gimel. His words are, "Rogel b'yimoy sachol," a person is usually, "Lishdamish b'm ezer tashmish," that's also good enough. A person is usually, let's say, puts a rock by the door. He was not miyachal ilim, he was not a case of a miser. He usually does something, that lemaiser is enough. Usual is enough. Regilis. The heter that ilim calls regilish lishdamish b'm. So the question is, where did he get it from? First they point out, look at the Graz, look at Benish Chayit, that hold this way. The Chanesh quotes the Mishnah Berurah, says, T'mur Ma'id, where will he get it from? Where did he get up this new Chiddush over here? Meisim the Shemir Shabbos, B'nom Zob, and others passing like this Mishnah Berurah. And the way the Urcha Shabbos explains the Yisoid of Regilas, so the Be'etzem, the Regilas is just a way of saying a Yichel Oilam. I usually do things, it's like a subcategory of, we have a head of Yichel Oilam, that's the Chol Beis, that's the Sugil. So that idea, just like Amyachid, with my machshava lo'ilam, if I do something constantly, it's built into a person doing something constantly, it's get of yichel lo'ilam. The subcategory of yichel lo'ilam. It's, yeah. It's like the machshava, it's like machshava, that's enough for yichel lo'ilam.
Is he referring to a specific item, or?
Not yeshiva. Again, it's just, I use it constantly. Yeshiva is not enough, but it's not the derech. It's better than that, it's more than that. It's like, it's a yichel lo'ilam.
Is he referring to a specific item, or?
I take a rack and I constantly use it by the door.
So
and it wasn't miyach lo'ilam, I didn't think about it. That's what I do all the time, the past couple of years.
This rack.
This specific rack. Now I said a couple of years. The question really is, what is the get of regilus? So if you go to Aloch and Simon Rishon and Tess, there's a mishabu over there coming from the Bach already, that he says that different types of objects that a person can have. He's discussing that something like muchon, different quilts that you want to use for atman, the batman should be mukso. She says it really depends. If after you use the object, derech is still keeping around and not throwing it into the garbage, then it says even two times doing it is nichol get a regilus. Chiddush, being ruggle, everyone knows do a veira and do a shayna second time kill a hushuloi. So you see when you have a chazal, two times, those are regilus. This is who you are, Betzim. Fine, so we see when the Mishmur says the same side, that's regilus. Mashenki Mishmur speaks out, but let's say if you use this object after you throw in the garbage, that's nice and not enough. Why? Because Maisa, you can throw in the garbage, that already has a grace on the pool that you're doing over here. That's how he defines the getter. Maisa comes out, we have three heterium by something that's not the derech. We have the heter of Maisa, we have a heter of Yichel Olam, a third heter, a subcategory of Regilus. Mishdamish man, take one example. A person, let's say he has money. We know money again is valueless, it's books about Moskufa and Shabbos. So could a person be Miyachin money? To make it into a Kli and make it at least Mukhtar Shabbos. So there's a Mishabu and Simon Shekimel, he brings out Kibegar to Yisrael Shabbos, said, yeah, Miyachel Oilam, even though it's not a derech, people are not Miyachel money to be in on show. The Mice of Miyachel Oilam, so they're going to get her of a Kli. And therefore it's not Mokhtan Shabbos. The Chanish, when he quotes his Mishabu and Simon Beis, he says, don't understand. At the end of the day, you miyachel, miyachel, but at the end of the day, it's still money, and you want to eventually use it as money. Then they're going to put it back and use it as money. So it's not, there's no concept of Yichel Oilam as money. They point out, but the Chanish Be'etzim agrees, if you miyachel money Oilam, Echnami, this will be, not a, will be a Kli. Just you don't understand how money can be miyachel Oilam. So therefore they say, what are you saying? Let's say you have a coin collection. That, let's say it's Nafra Schoiro, and it's not a problem with Sarnkis, a cheap coin collection. It's made for noise. And that's the Yimiyachid for noise. So what is that? It's Yichel Oilam, and a coin collection Shabbos is not Mukhsar. It's money, Shabbos. Not Mukhsar. Same thing as time collection. Again, in the case it's not Sarn Kiss, in the case you're not doing the business, it's not with kids, you know, keep you busy, you have stamp collection. Stamps are terrible, right? It's also, no. It's made for noise. Yimiyachid Oilam to be a collection. Maisa, there's no Mukhsar over here. There is a Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Aleph. Allah Machabah over there on Siflam Bay is discussing the more person has money, how to make it. Basically, he says to make a hole and make it into a necklace. You make a hole inside something, also that shows you did a pool over here, and you made it to attach to the Mishnah Berurah. And see, people have a bullet hanging around them with a chain around them. A bullet might say Mukhsar. But once you do a pula, even though it's not a derech, but maybe it is a derech, I'm not sure. But mice, I don't think it's a derech, and mice, they do a pula over here, it's also not going to get a of a yichud. There used to be a fad, like a few hundred years ago, something called penny loafers. That means, when we were younger, it used to be that you had shoes that had a hole in front, and you put coins or pennies or right, quarters, nickels, pennies inside the shoes, you left it there, and you walked around with money in your shoes. The shadow wasn't Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. The people here are laughing. But when I was a teenager, that's what they had, penny loafers or quarter loafers, whatever they had. They had money inside. And the Pesukim tagged it. No one's taking out those quarters and nickels and dimes or pennies. So my son says, Yichel Oilam. And even the Chanish L'Chor would agree. Therefore, the shoe's not Mukhsar, the money's not Mukhsar over here. Now, the same case of Yichel Oilam.
We say the same thing about a coin collection, it's still money at the end of the day,
but
we can't touch it, even though it's
for night. Again, I said, depends what type of coin collection. I assume our coin collection, because we're not doing
the
business,
no,
is
night.
It's like baseball cards. Okay, I don't know what that means. But tzaddikim cards. All right, fine. Rabbi Shmuel, everyone has Rabbi Shmuel in the back of his drawer.
So everybody would be worried about their
journeys, in case you don't know what I mean. Right.
Everyone would be
worried
about the Tanakh Road coins. He's going to be Miyachlo,
and nobody's going to be
worried. Nobody's spending it.
What are you doing with it? If you can, it's fine.
What was the last thing you
said? If
you have a coin that you use for sheer grist, is that called Gilas?
So, right, so now the Asimon, the one tiny is right now, that's Noi. Right, Asimon, you know what Asimon is. Fine. Asimon, remember Asimon? So why do people have it? Because it's always squeezed to get the little snitter. That's what people walk around the pocket. What about them having an Asimon or a penny? Also, you see a lot of Rabbanim have pennies in the pocket. Great question. Shabbos, maybe it's not worked so. Because now it's made to be the size grist. So, good time up here. I'm agreeing to your point. I hear
that. You don't even need to be
dollar
bill for the
Rebbe. That's
a Sarn Kiss.
Now we're discussing over here to Miyachel Oilam, something that's not the Derech. Something is the Derech. About Yichel Oilam helps. What about Yichel for Shabbos? Is that enough? So basically, being done on Machlokes is the Rashba versus the Ran. Do you need the Rashba saying Yichel Oilam? The Ran says that Yichel for Shabbos for Mice is enough. Machab again brings down to the Vinchitas and the Sefer Beis. He saw some Mice to be Makel. Being on Yosh Misha Umut to be Machmer. A Maisa that those who pass in Yichud or Shabbos when the Derech works, place for Shabbos, the Graz, the Odom, or for Shulchan, and others. A Sadashen in the Kitchener Ark says, a case of Shabbos does not work. The Wed Mishabu by us being Zam, Sukkot Tanik Zayin, he says, but Mokmat Sarech, if the Derech, Yichud for Shabbos helps. There's always a question, Mishabu says, but Mokmat Sarech can be Makel. Does he mean, Be'ikah to be Machmer? But there's what to be Sarech on? Or Be'ikah to be Makel? Well, why is it? Why make all those who are machmel? Let's go be chayshul erashpo. They point out, at least over here, there are three other Mishnah Berurahs. The Mishnah Berurah later on, the Simon Sefkot Nekuf, and Simon Shin Gimel, Sefkot Ein Gimel, the Shaitin, and Simon Shin Yubayis, three times he writes that we paskin that Shabbos is enough. So, Bikkah Achonim, either ask a question, or they point out, Mishnah Berurah, Bikkah Paskin, it's enough, Yichel Shabbos went to the Derech. However, you should be back when you can. Otherwise, myself, Shabbos is enough. So it comes down again to this second case. What's the derech? The lochim of chof. We have basically a couple of terim. We have a heter machshava. Machshava maybe in Shabbos might be enough. We have a heter yeshiva. We have a heter myself. Now, putting a rack by the door. Let's go to different cases. A rack by the door. That's there. Is that chazi? What can we put it under? Chof or chof aleph? And what parameters do you need? So see the rock for Shabbos when Tana. A rack by the door, that's nothing to get a dirk to miyachid. Right? So I see some faces, some agreeing, some disagreeing. So,
you have a door,
so
the
you can argue both ways. A rack by the door, they keep the door open, and we have a negavil, we had a bunch of years. So my say, is it strange? No, that's normal. You can argue it's normal, so that's nothing to get a dirk. If I care, you look around the racks in the world, how many racks in the world are keeping doors open? So it's 99.999 aren't. So it's an interesting question, what defines the definition of dirk? Derech means because when you see it, it's normal, or derech means most racks are not that way. I go back and forth. I think it's not nichol get a derech. I get the point why nichol get a derech. Get a derech.
Yesh lo adam.
Another.
We
don't go like that. Mamash was right. Meshua baskin is like the mechaber. Another case. What about sand? So we have sand hurl. There are two places by the seashore, Safa Yam. I'm case in the sandbox. So first, by the seashore, some other reason, I see every Sefer say it's Moksa Machmas Gufayim. There's some B'Yashim, Yomid Zilbon, Shemir Shabbos, Sham Yenison, Archa Shabbos, others say it's Moksa Machmas Gufayim. Now, I'm not clear exactly why. Let me see an example. Let's say a person had a private beach, there's no sand. He would bring sand there. People want sand there, whether it's good for the waves, or people want to play with it, and people like it, and that's why they want to have sand by the beach. So why in the world is sand by the beach not nichol to get it or clean when people bring it there to go use? I'm not clear. But it's a question of Yashiv. You want to tie there because a beach is a place to swim, which is also on Shabbos. Well, and therefore the sand is also. Well, I'm not sure if the beach is really. Why people go to the beach for the sand and not for the swimming? They like the sun, they like just the atmosphere, they like the weather. I'm not sure why it's also. This is a Bedum Zilba, why it's also sand. He said by the beach, nichol get him a chubel karko. And we know the loch is Sekon Pei Aleph, which will be example the singing of Oskov Kukhov Heim Beis. To do something with Chubla Karka, you have to do a mice make at least get a Karka. It's a massive chiddush to say Nichla get a Chubla Karka. That means every rack on the floor is Nichla get a Chubla Karka. Why stand with Chubla Karka? Everyone's constantly moving with their feet and their toes in the ground. I'm not sure why it's with Chubla Karka. Well, let's put it aside. Let's assume and agree that by the seashore, Nichla get a Muksa Machmas Kufoy. I got me a Shalom, why that's so. Now, what about a case of the sandbox? Right, every Shkuna has its parks. The sand, the mud, whatever you want to call it. They have it over there. What to go do with that? Shabbos and Muksa and not Muksa. So there are two ways to look upon it. Those who want to know what to go do with sand, you build, you dig, you put water together with the sand, lush. So it's made to do, you see, it's Klishmach Lesser. To go use it in Shabbos, you see, it's Muksa over there. So B'yashim, B'chadashon, you know, say, Shalom, you do nice, it's Muksa. Atzad Hasheni, Maisa, is it really made to do Isser? Says the Debrecino, says the Mazilva, says the Vosner, says the Shmir Shabbos, and others, Lobelski. Let's analyze it first. When a person plays in the sand, there are two things that can be done. Yisurim and Terim. You can play with it, sand goes up and down, falls apart. Says the Klishamakla Isser Ulaheter. How many Klishamakla Isser Ulaheter, what is it? That's a ghetto Klishamakla Heter. That's Aleph. Void. The luck is. Look at Simkimo. That's what you're asking. We have two establishes. No, no, over here. Depends which kid, what age, what the stand is. Oh, no, it's made for both. Right? Even children who are not by Chinuch, the question, if they have Issa to play with, maybe it's not Mukso. Because they have no Issa to play with Mukso. Let's say a rattle was made for 2-year-olds. They have no Issa to go play with on Shabbos. So is a rattle Mukso? But Moshe says any Issa made for children that they have no Issa to play with is not Mukso on Shabbos. Get the look at the base, other one disagree. They come down, who's sand really made for? The kids are not barchenach. But even kids who are barchenach, my sister are good from the kaimai. Even there's klishamak lisser. So those one time, my sister can't play sand. So you can get them, go back and forth, how exactly look upon sand. It seems that the children side they can. Some parents, yeshiyesh, depends on the father, but it takes it to the park. But it's your question, how do you look upon sand over here? Could be, that's what I just said. You sing over, they still sing you shouldn't play with it. You could get about with, you have two choices to go play with. You can play with this, play with that, you have a swing over here, or a sand. Well, the parent rather have to keep playing the sand because the swing the parent has to push. So now, I don't know. I've had a sticks in my arm over here.
That's called two choices. Two totally separate things, like totally different types of things.
Well, your tackle is to keep the kid busy. Your tackle is not to play the sand. If you tackle to play with the sand, there's not two choices. Your tackle is to keep the kid busy, yeah. Why not? What? If the kid doesn't care, kid want, most of the time the kids say, I want to be pushed. So you don't go play in the sand. Another case that is something called Garni Mishmush, apricot pips. Now, the Americans don't seem to really know what that is that much. The Israelis, they seem to be very around, very common, much more on the old years ago, but even now.
Acorns would be similar.
What?
Acorns.
Like if you have the same idea, but again, there's something called ajuim, or jajuim, depends on the safest quoting it. But they have these things over here. Now, that means the kids tell you, go buy mishmush just for the pits. And they tell you to buy it, and fine, you buy it, you have them. And the question is, you have these apricots, and the pits that come out. How do you look upon it in the Gerta Sugya of Mimiachir, the pit that's Mizrak? So what happened if you ate the apricot on Erev Shabbos and it came out the pit? Or you ate it on Shabbos and came out the pit? Is there a question over here, can you make it ois mokso? So first, as you saw, the Tosfos Shabbos says, Nakdomo to our seminar here, we're talking about El Gav, we're going to base upon the Sugya in Chul and Daf Yud Beis, that Machshavo by Kotin has no Geder Machshavo. And Yichud means Machshavo only works by Godel, not by Kotin. Very important, you saw you brought down with the place, Kim Shalmazam, Miyashim, Shmei Shabbos, Chodshani, and others, that Machshavo does not work, negates the Sugya of a cotton. They do speak out twice a Shabbos, a Meisah by cotton, circle circle is a Meisah. That means Machshavo is Oikim Machshavo when you have a Machshavo. Cotton is not enough to get a Machshavo. A Meisah, fine, says Shmei Shabbos, twice a Shabbos, then the Meisah works. Building upon that, let's say a person has these apricots. He eats them on Shabbos and the pit comes out. The pit asks him should be a rock because not really it's Michael Bain, we should throw it in the garbage. So can we take a Shiver Kli on Shabbos and miyachid it? Kid says, I want to go play with it. Just saw at the beginning of Chaburo that the Olam says we can't. Yishlo and why? We said, oh, never tell the sacrament you're making a Kli. Can't miyachid a Shiver Kli on Shabbos to be in Gedever Kli. And if it built upon this, said the Chod HaShani and the Shalmei Yehuda and the Shalmei Yehudasen and Piskachuva is the Maisa Tzmukso. I mean, we see from them that Shivrei Kli cannot be Miyakon on Shabbos, make it into the Gedev Kli. Oh, but, yeah, I'm saying two cases. What happened on Shabbos, what happened before Shabbos? Oh, for the Maisa, you have an apple or anything, and then when the pit comes out, it was not a rock, a Miyakid, Kim Miyakid, a Mishmush, to be this game over here, this rock. Right now it's a Tuffle, it's a bottle to the Mishmush. Now when you ate the apricot, you left this pit inside. So now it came out on Shabbos, came back on Shabbos. Why? No, it's not a mocha, it's not a kli. It never was a kli. It's an oichel. Maybe outside of Sheni. Ravozna Tshuva, Ravozna Yisimus Korshin, and the Shmir Shabbos, the time is, that loch will get to the Tzivcha of Zayin. Person eats food and he has leftover at some place. If you have animals around, it's not mukso. That means it went from being your oichel to at some place to being the oichel of an animal. Now it does switch levels. Your oichel is not mukso on Shabbos at all. The oichel of an animal is literally get a klishimach to the heter, which slowly starts clearly cannot move. But it switches in cases. Since for your Shabbos, kids are not worse than animals. So just like if you had at some place, bones left over, you had a dog in the house. Mice is not mukso, so you have mishmush, the pits left over, so your kids are right to go use it. So why are your kids worse in the case of an animal? Your kids? Again, I said over there, switch went from an oichel to klishimach leheter. Here also, here switch from an oichel to klishimach leheter. Now, you could like argue one switch to klishimach one to oichel, but at the end of the day, it went from an oichel to get a klishimach leheter. The oichel of an animal is not good of a, it's not necessarily get a of a Oichel to get a klishimach leheter, and therefore it says Shemir Shabbos. The lochu went from oichel, and therefore it's not mukz on Shabbos. It happens on Shabbos. Now the Pesach Chuvus in the Tfus Yoshem, Maisa he says he brings down those one we machmer the Shalmei Yehuda. He says he forgot the Shemir Shabbos. Daino Maisa, it's not worse than case of Michael Beimo. The new prince now seems that he himself forgot what he wrote. And he asks it. He went like the machmer. I'm not sure what exactly switched over here. Same thing I see the Orchot Shabbos, it's Ksav Yah, before it printed the Maisi wanted to be Mekel. Now the new print, the Maisi brings out two Shitas, brings out Lubinash wants to be Machmor, Gal Lubinash, depends what Savis is quoting him, some Machmor, some Mekel. That's in the Gate of Mishmush when it came out on Shabbos. Fits. Let's say the Mishmush came out on Erev Shabbos. So come along again, the Shositzchok, he asks this question, he brings it down to Chin Aleph, and the Lubinash, they ask this question, Shah Menison, he says, Machshav Makotin. Machshav Makotin does that work? And they have a circle, so even Nichol get a muksa even on Erev Shabbos. So that's you doing it.
He did it.
But him, okay, we'll get to it. That's one side. Tzad Hasheni, the Chodeshani, because the Shuvim, others they disagree over here. They switch. One, they want Taino that they buy some miyachle for them. That's Mitzias. We save them. We don't for the garbage. We and it's our yichud. We want it for them. And the second thing, the way the Pesach Teshuvah says over, when you gather together, it's definitely gathered Maiso. You put it together, that itself, what defines Maiso? And two questions, Pesach Teshuvah wants to say, even gathering together, it's definitely gathered Maiso. And best we analyze it on Erev Shabbos, the three sources to be Machmor, three sources to be Mekel. Those who want to be Mekel say, through Abonim, Machlekes of the Malakula, number one. Number two is not worse than the case of Michael Weimer. And number three, the main bias, Maiso is only the case of Erev Shabbos, I'm Yachid for you. I said, Hashem, he doesn't want to know what's the chesaron of your wise and mukso. Chesaron nachono. It's not a kli. We spoke out when we were at the beginning of the sugya mukso. Chesaron nachono is nechla smachto, which might have a gedav v'raiso. Up here, the people got him brought down by, up the, from the Tesh Yishonim, by Mashal, the people got him. That's a gedav v'raiso over here. Void, those want to know, chono by kotin, makshar by kotin, the mice does not work. Void, we'll get a look at Sifman and Beis. Let's say a person, Mamash has Iraq. And he makes it into a ball on Shabbos. Is a ball muksa on Shabbos? A regular ball. Is it muksa? Come on, the Mechaber and says, a ball? That's nothing. What is that? Clean. That's called a pastime. It's called pastime means you're wasting time. Wasting time is meaningless. Nothing. There's no kshivas to it. Nothing. A ball on Shabbos and the Mechaber is muksa. So the Adjum is worse than the case of a ball on Shabbos. Then tell me the Ramot disagrees. The Ashkenazi to be Mekel. It's only the Mechaber. And it's here from I see you see me choishes and say things that have no chshivas per se. That a ball, an object, sif membe is simin shin ches. He says any object they create to play with is not an object because no chshivas. It's a pastime, wasting time. It has nothing to do with it. So these are the reason why an adjum maybe to be more machmer. Again, yesh mikan lekan as far as to deal with.
Is that toy also?
Yeah, to deal with it, yeah, we'll get Sifman Beis, how to find Sifman Beis. Spend to, in the Mechabish world, in the Ramah, much better. They might eat rice on Pesach, but they have other problems, yes. They're all getting the Shabbos. Now, there's a Dovet study over here that we seem to gloss over the Lachan Sif Gimel. We spoke, by us, it comes out when a person, when he has of Amir Basi, says what to go do with Nidbak Shalavainim, it says, Say Lamodim. The way how Rashi wrote down in the Mishnah, he explains, you shift it and you send it into its place. Therefore, a person can sit upon it and won't move, won't be matalto. So you see, number one, you say over here, the person has a right to touch muksa, and even to mishamish with muksa. I bet some of the Ramban and the Ran Daf Kuchel Beis, over there discussing a person is on a boat and they're going to put a ramp down on Shabbos, can you walk down the ramp? Says the Ramban. Walk down the ramp, that's only touching muksa, be mishamish muksa. It's like singing an Evan, which is no problem on Shabbos. So the idea of touching muksa, I mean, mishamish muksa is much more signal. And Beth, we saw that one, Sif Gimel, he writes it black and white. The Mechaber Sif Membeis also writes it black and white. Now, look at the person's not touch muksa, no isinagir. That means the Moin Amos says over, you can't touch muksa. They're like Chava, the Sugi of Eitz Adas. I don't know the Sugi over here. It's a mistake, it's a mistake. The Lachas people always say, can't touch. You should always correct them. That's not true. You can't touch, you're allowed to touch Muksa. This is total, why Dr. Total? Maybe the Isser, maybe it's not the Sugil. So, other reasons, there's no Isser in the Gil. Now, there's the Aruch HaShulchan over here, and Sif Samaches, he says, however, Shloli Tzarekhal, don't touch Muksa. He says, what's the Makar? Why touch Muksa for? Yishlo, where's Makar is? Why, the second Ma'am Akhmei point out, Mishmur by Osping Zanam Iri. The words of Mishmur is, Mokum she'ein sarich, roi lifresh mizeh from singing on top of a rock. Roi lifresh. Now, if anyone looked up at the Meiri, our Meiri does not say these words. Our Meiri says that you should not sit on a rock because maybe the rock will shift and you might move it with your hands. Achshash of total. And they point out the Mishmur seem to have a different Ksav Yad, but the Ksav Yad we have in front of us, there's no such Meiri. And Bekir Alofi is that Nigiyah Muksa is Mutter and the Mishtamash with Muksa, the Mice is Mutter. They do this because, let's say, there's mukhsar out there. What? Nakia's mutter. No, he said maybe it sounds like shash or tilt. You might move it with your hands. Now, there is a question. Let's say mukhsar that the person cannot eat, but it's food. Maybe there's more of a reason why a person should not be able to touch it. That means the loch is on Pesach. Let's say a guy has chametz, the loch is not allowed to touch it. He might come to eat it. The loch by Yom Kippur, you can't touch food, you might come to eat it. The question is, can a person touch mukhsar when there's a chash eating it? Whether it's a berry, an egg is melted on Shabbos, or maybe more common case of a table, no chametz and maizeh is taken from it. Maybe there's is negiah. So that's an Isaac Sam Sefer, and I'm dumb to stick in Beya Madura to the honor. The time from these Makaris, that a person cannot touch mukhsar. No shaft into eating it when it's the Isser of eating it. Meister the Grad, Simon Rishon Gimel Kutcha Achen, says, you don't find this anywhere. Simon Tablesk, not this way, you don't have any Xeva.
That is supposed to be a
Tainis. Yeah, correct. I said Yom Kippur. The Shalit had taken all Tanaisim or not. I Yom Kippur, everything agrees, and I couldn't take the Torah of the Tanaisim. But that itself is not that simple. I said the case, everything agrees to. What?
With the Tanaisim?
No, by Saint Gedalia. I like touch food. No, in general, you like touch food, you might come to eat it. I like smell food. The look of Pesach, I can't smell food. When you flesh, you can smell pizza. But the shulchan's not sure if you're allowed to. Fine. You might come to eat it. Fine, he said, we don't find anywhere. You're going to discuss it. They discuss last smell pizza when you flesh.
You're not discussing
I'm discussing that even, we're saying we have Nikia, you're allowed to touch mukhsar. I'm saying, but let's say in the Nikia, you're touching the mukhsar that has a bayat eating. I am still allowed to touch it.
On Shabbos or
always? On Shabbos.
Not so good.
No, I'm being a dimmit like we see we can't touch on Tanaisim, and we can't touch on Pesach. Maybe you can't touch Mux on Shabbos, you might come to eat it. That might say, some service says that. My sense not seem to bring down the Schum of Cypher, and the Simus of Pashkim is not that way. Now there is a shayla they point out, that we're saying over here that the Mishdamish Muxa or touching Mux on Mice is mutter. Give him Tautlet. Sigmar, the Rishabar also, but Sikim Kalim, like with Shiva Kalim, thinking the Sigan Dach of Tesam Nalev. Luckily, you cannot burn Shiva Kalim. Why can't you burn Shiva Kalim on Yom Kippur? Just light it, you're touching it, and it burns. What's the big deal? So says the Rashba, because though here, it's only us of a Tiltal, Niki is Mutter. But Tiltal or Achilo or Mishdamish with the Biadayim, like burning it, is also. You can't be Mishdamish with Muksum. For Rashba. Says Rabbi Kiveg and Simon Shinchofei, according to Rashba, you cannot also sit upon the Evan, but I am Mogavim, it's Sarachin upon the Mogavim. I mean, Al Mishib, Rabbi Zan the Mogavim, you can't sit upon the Evan. Before Shirajba, it says the person cannot burn Shiva Kalim. Rashba says it in Dachov Tes, by Yosef Shabbos. And the question is, if so, how in the world can a person sit upon the Evan? Who would be Mishdamish Muksel? Tell me, who said we pass like this Rashba? So you take out Hilchos Yontif, Simon Tovkov Aleph. Over there, coming the Muhammad says it cannot be Masikin Shiva Kalim. Says the Mogavim Mishabu, you know why? The Rashba. Mamash says, you say it over here is, since the person can be Mishdamish with Mukhsa, definitely get a tilt on the other person cannot be Masikin Shiva Kalim. So I point out the Khorin Stira. Mogavim Mishabu also saying you want Mishdamish in upon Iraq. Malach, he says you're allowed to. Master upon Nidbak Shalavainim, no problem over here. Yet he said a person cannot burn. Why can Mishdamish with Mukhsa? Just saying, the Kiyah might be more to be Mishdamish using it. How can you do it on Shabbos? Of course, there is Magavam and Mishnah Berurah. So the answer to the whole part is the Magavam and Mishnah Berurah, the Achronim, Shamanus, and the Archa Shabbos, I mean them as a base of Levi and Shuvah, the Chelik Alves and Yud Beis. The one Mechalik, one depends if the object is being used up, or in a case where it's going to be around afterwards. Then the case over here, when he brings something, using up, the words of Mishnah Berurah is, when you're using it, Choshev Ketiltol, Tiltol is moving it, you're also using it up, destroying it, that's choshev ketiltol. Ma'ashen can wrap that can be used over and over. It's not considered using it, that's not called a shim which is destroying it. That's not touching. One's the nichla get up, tiltol, one's the nichla get up of using. They do point out, look up the Rashba inside, it doesn't answer the Rashba. The Rashba says also, if you want to use a kli to be listed by kaira mito, being mishdamish with it, it's still its ulcer. You're not using it up. You want to rest your bed on top of this egg, on top of this Shiva Kalim, he still says he can't, calling him Mishdamish.
Not because
he's
moving it?
No, don't say that. He said, his words are very clear, Mishdamish by the Yadayim. Using it. So, therefore, if you want the other two of us in the Stiplum and Beis, I mean, Dalit discussed this question, Shalom Zaman discussed it, but at least the way the Chun want to answer Mishbu and Magavram, they want to come to the case of shimush adekiloi versus non adekiloi. Maisa comes down again practically. We hold a touch muksa and you're allowed to be mushamish muksa. I fasten upon a car. Kunta moshe car is maybe klishmak letter. A lot you're allowed to. Even if you hold a klishmak lister, it's not good for mekaimui. And if you hold a chasar kiss, still a maisa loch if you last it upon it. Because the only isser is to. No problem here. Now, there is a question. What? So Gufa is better even. Either one is Bimotir. Depending on the Chavnish, Mishmur. We'll get this again, Bez Hashem. By Tolman Tzad. Oh, now, next question here is, that means the idea of touching Mukso, I'm moving down the first in Sif Gimel, coming to Mishaburni points out, not that simple. We have a loch in Simon Shin Yud Sivov, and we have a loch in Simon Shin Chav Beis Sif Aleph. The loch is, based upon the Gemara, the person cannot touch an egg. That means the egg is nailed on Shabbos or Yontif, it's Noilat, it's Mokso. You're not allowed to touch an egg. Why? So, the question is, what is shadow there? You have an egg that was laid, you want to protect it, to touch it with your hand, not allowed to, you only want to cover it, but you can't touch it. Why can't you touch it? Machlokes Shainim, like a Mishnah versus Chumas Hadeshim. The way the Chumas Hadeshim says over, he says the story here is that to touch something that tzorach dover of the mukso, of the iser, then the gear is also my mukso. I mean, you want to touch the egg to protect the egg, not for my own use, but that use, then nichol the gear of mukso. But when I'm doing for my own use, that's not mukso, that means the gear depends on whose tzorach it is. That's Chumas Hadeshim, passes this way, the kaz the mogan vav. They pass the slave depends on what you're touching something for. I said that Shanin the Magen Mishnah, the way he says over, said no, only ki is a mutter, well, it's not over, it's the start over a heter. Have you touched something and there's a chashasha might move, because the egg can be touched and naturally moves, they call for it to move. It could tell me that she was deshonest, she tossed like no persecution by job on it. Before, but the Magen Mishnah over here says that since it's called for it to move, you can't touch something over here. Meister, the Mishnah, why us, Sif Gimel, it sounds like it's being mitzvah to be mekel, so kot yuzayin. And in Simon Shin Yud, he writes black and white, he says, do loike taz amog avom. He said, we pass it like the going over here, like the Bahag, we do not call it taz amog avom, and all muksi you're allowed to touch, unless the chashash to go move it. That's the get if he's an egg. Another example, Mishavu and Simon Reis Tanachay, and Reish Ayin Zayin says, let's say you have a candelabra, that there are candles over here, that when you touch it, whether it's lit or not, the derech is for it to move naturally, something moves naturally. If not, you can't touch it, it's in the gear. I just had one shiloh. How do you find the idea of touching? What's the definition of moving? That means, let's say some people have birds in their house. And they have a 5,000 shekel bird, or smaller birds over here. And you come in, and you put your hand out, and the bird sits over here, or the bird sits over here. Is that a chiza? Is that tiltil? Is that the chas? Is it sort of a couple questions? Is it sort of a heter? First of all, why are you touching the bird for? Because you like it. Because it likes it. Therefore, you like it. Let's analyze. Why are you enjoying having the bird in your house? It's your enjoyment because it enjoys it, or it's your. Who's that for? Aleph. They like it. I tell me no pasuk tazim amar vom. The other thing is a chas of tiltil because when you hold your hand out, when you're on the job. Also, is that on your shoulder tilted a goofing? On the back of your tilted inside, I know that's the deck. It always goes on my shoulder the whole entire week. So I'm not clear how exactly, if people have birds in the house, under what sugya they get to muks, they get to sugya the gear, how to apply it. And somebody told me, he wrote me an 8-page stickle, did I tell you about it, which I've not seen yet. He said he wrote me an 8-page stickle. Ben Hashem will see it. If it's a good stickle, I'll send it out. Otherwise, I'll let it on the side. All right, Ben Hashem, on Sunday, we mamshuf the sugya of Sefiyot, the sugya kisa kelim, kisa karakar, slavo.